Excuse me? Oh, yeah, sure, you can sit there. I'm by myself. Yeah, I'm here for the conference. Except it's more like a vacation. This is the first time that I've traveled all by myself since, I think, 2013? My husband and kids are at home. I get to have a nice, clean hotel room. No. Mom! Mom! I get to sleep in if I want to. Don't tell anyone that. I've been attending almost everything at the conference, but it's been so nice to finally sleep in for the first time in years. I would honestly love to stay an extra week. I am so sorry. I'm just going on and on and on about myself. And I just met you. I think I've had a little bit too much to drink. But this is my first time at a bar in years. That's true. It's not even like a real bar. It's a hotel bar. Oh, it's like a vacation for you too? Kids? A newborn? Oh, congratulations! That is awesome! Well, in theory, it's awesome. Although I'm guessing you're the one who's getting all the sleep. Your wife probably isn't. Speaking of which, I'm guessing that you're a dead man. Well, you have a newborn, and you're here and not at home. I remember when my husband had business trips and left town for various things, and I was stuck at home with the newborn, or both of my kids when they were both under two, and I was home with both of them. I went crazy. You know you've got to make it up to her. So how are you liking being a new dad? I mean, it changes everything, doesn't it? Your life has completely changed. I really did not know how much my life would change before I had kids. As I said, I haven't traveled by myself in almost 10 years. That's true too. A lot less sex. Well, only for the first couple years. Unless you keep having kids. And then there'll be like a 4-year drought. I do not remember having sex until, it wasn't a whole year, but I would say that I probably had sex maybe once within a year of having each kid. Yep. Oh, you two haven't? That makes sense, though. I mean, I had C-sections. I did not even give birth vaginally, but still, sex? It was uncomfortable. It'll take time, but you'll get there. My sex life now? I'm pretty sure the last time that I had sex, Obama was still president. Okay, I guess I lied. It doesn't really get much better. Your days of having sex are over. Well, until your kids move out. At least you're a guy. You can just wink it in the shower, you know? Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Seriously. I need to cut myself off. This is my last drink. I need to get my filter back. Especially because of the conference. I mean, you might be a colleague of mine for all I know. True, it's after hours. No, we're not working now. Company? I suppose. I have not hung out with friends in so long. Being a mom and never really getting me time, plus COVID, I haven't seen my friends in ages. So it would be kind of cool just to hang out with a friend. All right. And just like watch TV or something? I'm game. Come on, let's go to my room. That sounded so wrong. I did not mean it like that. And here we are. Oh, I love being in a nice, clean room. I have given up even cleaning at my house. It gets messy while I'm cleaning it. I swear, my kids follow me around, and as I clean, they just make a mess. Oh, Mom just cleaned this a second ago. Okay, let's knock this over. All right, let's sit down. Let's see what's on TV. This was a good idea. I really miss hanging out with friends. Oh! Since when do hotels show porn? I mean, I know that you can request it at some hotels and pay extra, but this... What if I was on a trip with my kids and my kid turned on the TV and this came on? What channel is this, Skinamax? Is Skinamax still a thing? I don't get out much. You seem pretty young and you're a new dad. So probably a year ago, you were living your normal life, even with COVID. And you probably know way more about the world right now than I do. So is this normal? So it's not just me. Oh my God. Ow. No, I've never done anal. She looks like she's enjoying it though. But ow. Oh, I would never. Sorry, this is probably kind of awkward watching porn together. This just feels wrong in some way though. I mean, watching porn in mixed company, you know, with the girls or something, it doesn't seem like... Actually, no. I cannot picture myself watching porn with my girlfriends. I can definitely picture men watching it together, though. Like, beating off and... Do you guys do that? Like, watch porn together and then masturbate? That's just what I picture in my head. I don't know why. I always have. You know, you all, like, have your dicks out and just masturbating while watching porn? No? Okay, well... That kind of breaks my heart because that's what I've always pictured. So it's time for me to break your heart. Women do not have slumber parties in their panties, okay? I suppose that's probably from porn too. No, women don't eat each other out at slumber parties either. This is why I do not watch porn. It's too ridiculous. Real life is better. Oh, burn. Wow. Touché. Okay, at least in porn, they're actually getting some. You're right. Maybe real life is not better. Fine, I wish my life was a porno. Stop it. I was joking. Do not take your pants off. Yes, I was joking. You know I'm joking. Stop playing. Oh, I cannot believe you just asked me that. You seriously want me to answer? I don't think I'm drunk enough. Yes, okay. I guess. I mean, the alcohol plus the porn. Yeah. My libido's a little heightened. You don't need to tell me if yours is. It doesn't have to be a two-way street. We don't have to both share. Oh, I told you not to. Gosh. Would I have sex with him if he was here now? No. Because then that would mean that the children would also be here. Oh, I like this scenario. In this other world, we would actually have someone to watch our children so we could get away and go to a hotel? Now, I would like to think that we would definitely have sex. Otherwise, that's kind of depressing. How many times? Once? How many times would you have sex? Wow, to be young again. I cannot imagine. Well, I don't know that I could go for an all-night marathon, but I have to admit, the thought of sex right now, it's tempting. Oh, no, I did not mean with you, with my husband. I fantasized before about having sex with a stranger. I wouldn't really do it, you know, if given the opportunity. I mean, I couldn't really see myself having sex with someone just because, you know, my husband isn't around and I'm never going to see the person again. Is there such thing as no strings attached, though? I have not had sex with that many people, but I know that when I have sex, I usually form some kind of emotional attachment. That's a good point. I already had an emotional attachment each time before I had sex. So maybe I would be capable of doing it and not forming some kind of emotional attachment. But I don't think I really need to play with fire. Live a little? I think I need to live a lot. I swear, I have become the most boring person in the world. I used to be so fun. And I loved adventure and danger. And then I got old. I guess I should say I became responsible for more people than just myself. No, 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 don't offer me that. Please don't offer me that. I want that off the table. I don't think so. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm hesitant. And part of me does want to do it. You're right. You know, I think I'm getting tired and it's probably time to just call it a night. I had a lot to drink. I should just go to bed. No, stop talking about that and stop offering. Yes, okay? That actually was my plan. After you left, I was going to go masturbate. I kind of snuck a toy into my bag. Hey, not necessarily. With a toy, I know I'm going to orgasm. But will you make me come? I don't know. It's not a challenge. Go, go, out the door. Now, now, please, go. Please. Yes, it probably would be more fun than being by myself. I agree. But you do not give up. If I say yes, will you shut up? I can't do this. I shouldn't do this. Fine, fine, fine. But I have rules. As you saw, I do not do anal. Now, I don't know if your wife does anal or not, and you're like, ooh, I have an opportunity to have sex with someone new. I should go try for anal. No, no anal. Also, no coming inside of me. Absolutely not. And the reason should be obvious. And not only that, but my husband has had a vasectomy, so it probably would not be good if I got pregnant. I can have as many rules as I would like. You're the one who has been pressuring me to do this. Oh, yes, you have been pressuring me. This feels like middle school all over again. Peer pressure. Anyway, we're playing by my rules. So no anal, no coming in me. You can come on me. I mean, I would rather you not, but that's fine. But you cannot come on my face. Hell to the no. I had a guy do that to me once and I was not expecting it and that was not a pleasant surprise. Don't do it. Sorry, I'm not good at this. Why am I saying sorry? I had said no in the first place. See, this is what happens. You get married, you have kids, you get older. All the romance and sluttiness just dies. And now we're negotiating how sex is going to work. This is kind of ridiculous. I would love to just fuck like teenagers. You're right. I do need to just let my inhibitions go and just relax. Whew. Yeah, as I said, it's been a fantasy for a long time. This could be a good thing. It could. No strings attached. Just have fun. Okay, I think I'm in the right headspace for this. Let's go fuck like teenagers. Let's get those clothes off of you. Arms up. Nice. Oh, yes, do me now. You know what I mean. Feels like your fingers are getting soaked down there. Whoa! And you are so hard. Ooh, and pre-cum. I kind of forgot that that was a thing. That's what happens when you have kids. Ooh. Wow. Your dick is so slick with it. Mmm. Yes. It's what I do, but also, I have not been fucked like this since I was probably a teenager. Oh. Ooh. I think the people in the other room and the people downstairs can probably hear the bed. Thank you for not coming on my face. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go to the bathroom to go wash off my stomach. No, I don't want to sit there with ejaculate on me when I can just wash it off. I'll be right back. It's so good to see you, sweetie. How are the kids? A handful. Yeah, that sounds about right. I owe you. This was a work conference. It wasn't like I was having a vacation. Oh, that's nice. It'll be good to finally meet your new business partner. Where should we order from? Dinner? No, I am not cooking. I'm exhausted. I've been on 2 planes today. Why did you promise him a home-cooked meal? You know, bachelors can cook too. There are these things called cookbooks. You can find recipes online these days. Fine. Whatever. Tell me later. I have to go make dinner now. Apparently. Hi. I've heard a lot about you. So, Nigel was telling me that you're a bachelor. Now, what's that like? Nigel, your phone. What the hell? You told me that you were married and that you have a newborn. Also, you were at a conference across the country for a profession that apparently you're not even a part of. Oh, did you not mention that? I guess I just assumed that you were there for the conference. But why did you lie to me? You were just trying to get in my pants. Oh my God. So I'm going to guess we probably have nothing in common. Couldn't you have hit on an older woman who was not married? You saw my wedding ring. We talked. And that was just you trying to score with an older woman? You are a fucking disgusting human being. Affair? First of all, don't fucking talk about that in here. Second of all, what happened to no strings attached? It was supposed to be a one-time thing. With somebody in a state all the way across the country. I did not think I would ever see you again. And you know what? I have regretted what we did ever since. And I'm never doing that again. I cannot believe I ever did it in the first place. I'm honestly ashamed and disgusted with myself. Please don't ever mention it again. And do not tell my husband. No, he does not need to know. Again, no strings attached. You kept harping on that. Arrangement? There will be no arrangement. No, you are not going to tell him. I don't want to have sex with you again. Never again. Whenever you want? What part of never do you not fucking understand? You cannot do this to me, seriously. You cannot do this. I thought I would never see you again. Thought it was over and just a disgusting, horrible thing that I did in the past that I will never do again. Please, please do not tell him. Please. You cannot be that fucking cold. Yes, I gave you a fake phone number. Of course I gave you a fake phone number. Can't have you calling my house or texting me. I'm sorry, okay? Stop. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fine, okay? Fine. You wanna have sex now? Does this really seem like the time? How is that gonna work? Can I just have sex with you whenever you want? I have kids. I have a family. I am usually very busy. I can't just make it work. How do you know he's gonna be on the phone for a while? That name sounds really familiar. You're sure that's the name that you saw on the phone? That guy is supposed to be someone really important, right? While he's on the phone. Fine, fine. We gotta be quick. just in case the call is short. Remember the rules. Let's just go to the bathroom. I can't fucking believe I'm doing this. At least the kids are asleep right now. If he finishes his call, we'll make up an excuse that I had to help you bandage something up. Just in case we have to get out of here quickly, I'm just gonna take off my panties, leave my skirt on, and leave your clothes on. Just unzip your pants and take out your dick. Let's get this over with. Ugh, how are we even gonna do this? But the sink is wet. I don't wanna... Fine. Fine. Mm. Oh, shit. I cannot make noise. I think I hear him coming. Just hurry up, hurry up. Fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Pushing me down like that. Just finish up, finish up. But not in me, not in me. Why did you stop? No, no, are you? Oh good, you're pulling out. Take it out. I told you not my ass. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Get off me. Get off me. Fuck. Yes, at least it's lubricated with your cum. But I still don't want your cock in my ass. I told you that. And I told you not to come in me. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Ooh, fuck. God, I did not think that that could ever feel good. Keep playing with my clit. Do not stop if you're going to be in my ass. You have to keep playing with my clit. Oh my God, I'm fingering me. Thank you for covering my mouth. Oh my God. I just lost myself there. Oh, I totally forgot not to be loud. Oh my God. Yes, I'm sorry I ever doubted that you could make me come. You've shown me both times that you can get me there. Pull it out of my ass, please. Oh. What are you doing? Didn't you already come? You are still really hard. Look, if you're gonna jack off, just Get some toilet paper or something. Just watch where you point that thing. Oh my God. You just sprayed it in my fucking face. Fuck. Oh, it's dripping onto my clothes. How am I going to explain this to my husband? Okay, yeah, you distract him if he's not on the phone still. Bring him into the dining room. Just make sure he does not come near this bathroom and the route to the stairs so that I can quickly get up there and change. Thank you. Oh my God. He totally covered my face. Fuck. I actually look kind of sexy like this. And shit, I don't think I've ever come that hard. Maybe this deal won't be so bad after all.